Never turn your back on the ocean. That's a surfer's number one rule, because the water is always changing. Every day it's different. Every hour it's different. Look away, and you might miss a killer wave or get pummeled by one. Or the ocean might be resting, taking a snooze between sets of waves. That's the time to paddle out before the next set comes through. As soon as I sensed the ocean falling asleep, I paddled like crazy through the foamy white water, belly on my board and head up. My arms cut through the surf, stronger and faster with each stroke. I had to get to deeper water to catch one last wave this afternoon. When the next wave came, I dove into it instead of over it. I grabbed the rails or sides of my board and pushed down, plunging face first into the water. It's called a duck dive, but I felt more like a dolphin, tunneling through the white water to get to the peaceful world below the waves. Then, as soon as the wave passed, I surfaced, ready to paddle again. When a surfer caught a wave up ahead, I veered left, steering clear of her path. Sophia! My best friend was easy to spot. In her coral swim top and lime green board shorts, she stood out like a wild parrot in a flock of gray gulls. We call ourselves surf sisters, even though we don't look like sisters. Sophia wears her shiny black hair in an edgy bob, and my brown hair falls every which way over my shoulders. We're different kinds of surfers, too. I'm the speed demon who attacks waves like they're skateboard ramps, trying to catch air. Sophia is more graceful and does lots of tech tricks. But that girl has some serious skills. She can rip. I watched her cut back and forth in a figure eight, dancing with the water until the wave fizzled out. She waved at me and rode the white water back to shore. Your turn, I told myself. Get out there and show what you can do. After a few more strokes, I reached the lineup. The calm part of the ocean past the white water, where you sit on your board and wait for the perfect wave. My brother Liam and a few other surfers bobbed up and down on their boards, staring toward the open water. Liam is 18 and working on going pro. He's already sponsored by Sophia's mom's board shop, where he works. But he wants to get a major sponsor. And I know he will someday. Liam knows exactly where to sit to catch the best waves. Sure enough, he had his eye on a peeler, a wave breaking gradually along its length, like a zipper closing. I held my breath, waiting. But he didn't take the wave. Instead, he pointed toward me as if to say, "It's all yours." Yes, I didn't waste a second. When a perfect wave comes, you go for it. You have to be all in, 100%, just like pro surfer Tina Hart says. I turned my board to face the beach and paddled like mad, trying to get ahead of the wave. You've got this, I told myself. Go! But before I could pop up on my board, someone beat me to the wave. I glanced over my shoulder just in time to see my other, way more annoying brother hop to his feet and steal my wave. Dylan. He knows the rule, one surfer per wave, for safety's sake. But Dylan's not big on following rules. He's pretty much 14 going on 4. That's my wave, I shouted. I've been surfing the break, our favorite surf spot in Huntington Beach, since I was 6. But sometimes Dylan acts like I don't belong here. Like every wave is his to steal, and girls like me should stay on the beach and cheer him on. It's my ocean too, I wanted to holler after him. But it wouldn't make any difference. Dylan had been extra full of himself ever since he rode through the tunnel of a barreling wave a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it was a mini tube. It wasn't like he stood up all the way inside it. He caught the trick with the camera attached to his board, but when I watch the video, all I notice are my brother's knobby knees. Anyway, this wave, my wave, was no barrel, and Dylan caught it way too late. The only trick he managed to pull off was a goofy frog dive before going over the falls. "Ha!" I cried, slapping the water. "Serves you right!" Then I spun back around, just in time to get caught off guard by a sneaker set of waves. I tumbled over the falls, too, swallowing a mouthful of salt water. Blech! I surfaced, my throat burning, and paddled back to the lineup.